views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Arika Sullivan. I'm so happy that you're here with me today. You showed up. Yay! For every time you show up here listening to the show, I honor you for doing so. Because today we're talking about life balance, and I want to give you four essential tips to maintain that life balance. In last week's show, I explored with you what it takes to find your life balance, take that first step and get started and accelerate your self-care and find that balance in life. This week, we're talking about what it takes to maintain it all, what it takes to maintain that life balance, to keep it, to really reap the long-term benefits of a life that where you thrive, and that is all about showing up day after day, week after week. When was the last time you started something that was going to be the answer to fulfilling your desire for more life balance? How did it go? I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but hear me out. Let me share a scenario that you may have come across. Let's say you're all gung-ho about this new course or new program that you signed up for. And this could be any program that is going to be the program that's going to make the difference in your life and bring you to this ideal bliss and life balance, let's say. And you're so excited starting off with lots of enthusiasm and motivation, and you're on a mission. You start this perfect program and it's all good and you love it. You make such great progress and you're excited, engaged, and all is well, right? But then something happens. You get distracted. You slow down. You maybe even quit the whole thing or simply stop engaging. And you may even feel frustrated because you lost that momentum and now you have to start from the start again. Have you experienced this? It feels like a failure, right? It's that first rise of hope when you want to make a change, and then that feeling of falling flat because life happens. And what you started gets pushed to the background again. When it comes to living a life where you truly is at your best, when you thrive and when you're in balance with your life and you feel you have stepped into that next level, that next chapter of your soul growth, your life, and things have changed for the better, it comes with a level of consistency. And it's not that burst of excitement that you may go through at first when you're starting something new. It's not that breakthrough, that one-time revelation that we're talking about here today. It's the rest. What comes after that breakthrough? What happens after you commit to that initial change and that initial enthusiasm? And after that comes after that until it becomes a long-term new lifestyle. And that takes commitment. And that's why I'm going to hone in on that word maintain a lot today, because that's where long-term life balance comes from. And we can call it keep going or consistency or staying the course. It's all the same, because it's about showing up for yourself again and again. But you may say, I know, I have those ups and downs, and it's so hard to stay consistent. I hear that all the time from coaching clients that I follow and work with and partner with over long term. And to that I say, I know this so well too. It's what we all are struggling with, isn't it? Those ups and downs, those valleys of lack of motivation, and we just really want to drop it all, right? Because we all have them. We have those ups and downs. But there are some key ways that you can lean on so that you can keep showing up for yourself and keep going even when you want to just quit. So let's check in on how you're feeling about how you maintain your life balance today. Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, in terms of how you maintain and keep going and put that attention and nurturing towards what your ideal way of balance your life between work, kids, family, friends, everything in life? Where are you on a scale from 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest? And it's about your way of maintaining your life balance today. I bet there is some room for improvement in your self-rating of that, where you are on the scale. Do you want to raise that score significantly today with a few simple tips? What I'm going to share with you today in this episode are 4 essential tips on how to make it easier to maintain, to keep going and maintain that life balance and stay the course, to help keep that momentum when it gets tough and you may feel that you have to push and push yourself to keep going. And when that happens, when you feel you have to, you know, put everything about yourself at the side, these tips will help you to keep going what you have started this year. So what did you start this year, by the way? Where are you with that goal or that intention you set for yourself at the beginning of the year? So let's just check in with that for a moment. How is that going? And many of you and even myself, sometimes we come to that realization that when we go back and like, we realize, oh no, I've fallen off the bandwagon. And it's that moment when you feel like you have to start over again. And the next second, you're beating yourself up. I kept doing that for myself for the longest time. And I was beating up myself, saying to myself, why is it so hard to keep going with what I've set out to do, what I've set up for visions for myself? And listen in here, because it's actually a golden moment. That moment when you realize that the consistency is not there anymore, that's a golden moment, because that opens up a choice. What will you do now? So if you've ever been in that situation where you realize, oh, I'm falling off, I have already fallen off the bandwagon, that is that golden moment, because you have that choice. What will you do now? And here you have the opportunity to catch yourself. It's either to get back to that momentum and keep it, and what your soul knows as being the right thing for you because you started it all, right? Or ignoring it. That may make you feel like you have to start over and get back to where you were when you started. So it's either that, either choose to keep going or ignoring that feeling of, oh, I have fallen off the bandwagon. I'm just going to drop it. So it's so common to drift away from the reason for starting it all. It's so easy to forget that why that was fueling that energy and inspiration and motivation from the start. All of that way that you felt in the beginning. So let's feel into this some more. What is life balance for you? It may be that all you want is to feel harmony in your life. That feeling that you're honoring your passions and needs fully, whatever that means to you. Maybe life balance for you is to feel free and spontaneous or creative, whatever it is. But think about that. What is life balance for you? Because all those wants are underlying presence of trust in yourself. Well, however you define your own life balance is really what we want is that inner knowing, that inner presence of trust, that inner strength and inner calm. We want that every day. And we want that to be present no matter what happens in our day. That feeling, that inner knowing that you can come back to this feeling of inspiration and connection with yourself and what life balance is for you. You want that feeling to be consistent. You want to be able to feel that again and again. And that's what we're going to talk about next. How can you make sure to maintain this underlying level of support for yourself? How can you maintain your life balance? But first, let's explore the reason for getting distracted in the first place, because that's what happens when you fall off the bandwagon, right? You allow yourself to get distracted and it throws you off. One reason could be that your ego is telling you that other things are more important than you. And this belief can come from the way we were raised and what values were expressed in our family, for example. It's very common amongst women to believe that everyone else needs to go first before our own needs are satisfied. And as soon as there's a thing that comes up that needs to be prioritized, the idea of life balance gets down prioritized and pushed aside. Or as in the earlier example, where you may have started off great, started a new project, started a new vision for yourself and made that progress and really put yourself on a path to growth. But now the voice of the ego is telling you, you don't need this personal growth stuff anymore. In my own example, I want to share a little bit personal experience on this as well. Shortly after I had my breakthrough of truly honoring my own needs, going deeper with what life balance meant to me, I felt great and thought I had it in the bag. It was a high point for sure. I felt that, you know, I made it. I made that breakthrough. I started my new way of living. And I had made such a change to my life, I felt. And all that momentum was awesome and wonderful. And people commented, you look so happy, Ulrika. You feel different. But once it was time to make a commitment to keep going with this newfound ease and flow of my new life balance, the ego came back at me telling me, since I feel so good, I don't need to stay consistent with my new routines, no. And then, in that moment, when I felt so good about myself, my ego told me I didn't have to set another intention ever again. I don't have to write another sentence in my journal. No, don't do it. I don't have to meditate another minute or definitely not go to that next yoga class ever again. That was my ego speaking to me. And I was on the verge of making a U-turn back to my old patterns of overworking and zero self-care. And that's when I realized I needed to find a continuous support to carry me through that next level instead of going back to my old tunnel vision autopilot self that preferred working nonstop instead of living life to the fullest. And that moment to step back, return and reconnect with my own true self is sometimes all that I needed to connect back with the why I had made the changes for myself to improve my life balance in the first place. So remember this, you have an innate power to make change, to grow, and keep going with what is good for you, what makes you feel good. This is your true self speaking. And this is an example to show you that you have a choice. The choice between the ego voice that keeps telling you that it's all too good and the voice of your intuition, your true self. You have a choice to go with your true self or your ego in all of those situations, those golden moments when you realize, oh, I have fallen off the bandwagon. Your true self wants you to live in balance with ease in your life at all times. That's your true self speaking. And no more exhaustion and drained energy. That's the ego energy. The ego loves to strive and earn and deserve and all the effort that comes with the ego's strive. The ego is telling you, you have to work for it. You have to push yourself to the limit. On the opposite, your true self, all it wants for you is to live your life with ease, and it is there to be accessed for yourself. So aligning with the flow of your life, what makes you feel good, what makes things feel easy, and the universe, it's not an effort. It just is. It allows you to just be. And as I said earlier, the ego, on the other hand, wants you to strive and push and fight and do what else you were told to is the best for you, or how success looks like even when it's hard earned. And the harder it, the better, the ego says. Here's your chance to align with your true self and come back to that feeling of your ease in your life. Today, I'll offer a couple of quite different ways that you can use to lean on if you want to maintain something that you've started this year. Maybe you've taken steps towards increasing your life balance, or maybe it's something else that you want to make sure you stick with. I use the example of life balance here because that's one of the things that I'm passionate helping others with in my coaching practice. But these tips would work for anything that you want to stay with and stay the course with. Because living your best life is a long-term game. It does not come from that initial breakthrough. And everyone falls off the bandwagon because we, as humans, we have the ups and downs. But there are smart ways to get back on track real quick. Maintaining something, keep going, is ultimately a way for you to show yourself self-love. Think about that again. To keep showing up, to maintain a new practice, to keep going, is ultimately an expression of self-love. So here's the first powerful tip I want to share with you. Personally, I use this, I call it a support system, over 2 years when I made a transition from my corporate career to becoming a coach and entrepreneur. And that is setting intentions. A lot of people miss the step and focus on the end goal instead. Intentions are pointing to something that you want to welcome into your life. And maybe in this example here, this could be your vision for your ideal life balance. And while the end goal that we so often focus on first is what you believe is the end product, of all your efforts. Honestly, when is life balance finished? Never. So this really suits very well to use intention setting with. So you get the point. With an intention, you fuel your big picture vision, but you need to get reminded about it. That's the point here. You need to get reminded about it. And I used this support system or whatever you want to call it, because I'm going to tell you more about it. It's not just a thought. It's something else. Because otherwise, it's so easy to revert back to zero. And that's what happens when we fall off the bandwagon. We forget what it was, or it gets blurred, and we forget the why we started it from the beginning. And we end up overwhelmed again. And this is what happens when we get distracted, right? I'm sure you've experienced something similar. You started it and then you fell off the bandwagon, and then it's like, what was it really that I wanted to accomplish at the end of the day? So this, to set intentions the way I used it, you actually add a physical item to the picture. So simply, you can use any personal item that has a meaning to you. Something is small enough that you can carry with you during your day as a reminder of the intention and vision you've set for yourself. I personally use what I call an intention reminder bracelet. And to continue the example of my own breakthrough and transition from corporate to entrepreneur, I set an intention to have made the transition within 2 years. And I infused that intention of mine by visualizing it and I infused the bracelet with that intention. I wore that bracelet every day for 2 years. And when I felt I was about to fall off the bandwagon, lose my motivation to keep going, that bracelet reminded me about my intention every day when I put it on in the morning. So wearing that bracelet helped me get reminded about my vision. And it was such a powerful reminder that it connected me instantly to why I was doing what I was doing. So what is your big picture vision for yourself in the next 2 years, or even the next years, or next couple of months? This could be a powerful tool for you too. It doesn't have to be a bracelet. It can be any personal item, as I said. You can carry it with you, and that has a personal meaning to you. But every time you need a boost, you reconnect with that physical item and your vision and your why, and keeps you going until your intention is manifested in the real world. Keeping intentions only in your mind can keep them, you know, they can get muddled after a while. A physical item that reminds you is keeping that vision clear for you. So if you're curious about making your own intention reminder bracelet to wear, as a reminder, I have put a link in the show notes to a free video workshop that I'm giving you, where you can create your own intention reminder bracelet. Check out my website, newlightliving.com, and navigate to the shop on my website. The next tip, and one of the most powerful ways to support yourself to keep going long-term, is to create a new daily routine that matches and supports what you want to create for yourself. This sounds quite counteractive to introduce a new routine amongst all other routines that you may have or that may exist in your life already. But this is different. This is a routine that you can't wait to do every day. It's a routine that enables your life balance. I recommend to create a morning routine to start with. What is your morning routine currently? Maybe you wake up, you look, scroll your phone a little bit, you step out of bed, maybe go make some coffee, get dressed and out the door. And you may think, oh boy, how on earth am I going to add another routine to my life? But I'll tell you, this routine may only be 10 minutes per day, but it's like pure gold because it makes a positive, energizing, and motivating impact on your entire day. And if you start off the day right, boy, you can keep going. And the key here is to bring in practices that are focused on you, your self-care, your love for yourself, and your time with yourself, even if it's only 10 minutes per day, or even 5 minutes. Practices like meditation and journaling, even for as little as 5 minutes per day, can be life-changing. A morning routine that can include many different things, but the key is practices that nurtures your body, mind, and soul. And it's all relating to increasing your self-care, self-love, and life balance, as I said. And here it comes. You love those practices. For example, I'll share with you a little bit from my own morning practice. My morning routine consists currently of meditation. I always, when I wake up, I sit up in my bed. I'm warm in my bed, so I don't really move from my bed. I do a 20-minute meditation. My morning practice also includes yoga, which is really to connect back with my body after a night's sleep. I use essential oils. I use oils often to induce a positive mindset. And also I use crystals, like a crystal grid, and cards. So your new routine becomes the time of day where you feel your energy gets recharged. You reconnect with your reasons for, you know, your goals, your intentions, where you want to be next, and reminding you of your big picture vision and where you want to be. That's a routine that you love. Next tip, I cannot emphasize enough how important it is, and it is to take realistic action. The momentum that you're feeling in the beginning is going to bring you leaps and bounds forward because you feel it's realistic at the time, right? But when you're not feeling the momentum any longer and you just want to quit, that's when you adjust, course correct, and stay consistent with whatever action that feels realistic to you now. And that's the mistake that many make, me included. To reevaluate and adjust, that's the key. Because without realistic action, you won't experience life balance long term. Always check in and ask yourself, is this realistic now? And if you feel in your body, yes, I can do it, that's when you know you are on the right track and you will keep going. So go back to whatever you committed to at the beginning of the year and check in. Does it still feel realistic? And if you can say, yep, I can do that next, that's when you're on the right track. And lastly, nothing can replace the support from another human when it comes to keep going. Find a group or community that shares what you believe in and have the same focus. This is how you'll pick yourself up on the days when you just want to quit. And this is how you'll get the new ideas and inspiration from people who are in the same boat. If you want to find a partner who wants to make a change, see your life in a new light, create a better life balance for yourself, join our New Light Living podcast community of like-minded people. Tell us about your vision. Connect with someone that shares that vision and step into maintaining your life balance long term with the support of each other. You can also partner with me to get to individual coaching and create a long term practice for yourself. Visit me on newlightliving.com. If you want help to make a change, but don't know where to start, my self-paced online program, Self-Care Accelerator, is open only for another day. Doors are closing tomorrow for enrollment, so hurry over to check this out. If you want to increase your self-awareness, find out what you truly want next. Start a regular meditation and yoga practice and maintain it all for infinite well-being. Then that program may be for you. Head over to newlightliving.com. Thank you for tuning in today. I love how you showed up today, listening to this show all the way to the end. Join our private Facebook group, New Light Living podcast community for more inspiration and connection with like-minded. I cannot wait to connect with you next week again in another episode. See your life in a new light. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.